ancient Gentile religious texts replaced with meaningless rabbinical drivel and Jewish literary filth. The Jews control nearly all of the world's wealth, of which they seize through occult power. This power was forcibly removed from the Gentiles through the Jewish tool of Christianity, where the Gentile gods were all replaced with impostor Jewish characters and archetypes, leaving the names and characters of the original gods to be blasphemed as hideous demons and insulting monster images. Gentile legends were stolen, twisted, and corrupted, and perverted into Jewish literary trash. Sacred texts, which contain the wisdom and teachings of the Gentile gods, designed to help and give to humanity the knowledge to advance the soul and to reach a higher level of spirituality, were systematically replaced with Jewish literary filth and meaningless rabbinical drivel that fills up the Talmud, the Torah, and the Judeo-Christian Bible. The so-called Torah is really a perversion of the Egyptian tarot, the word, okay, and the five books. The same as with the Kabbalah. This is why the Judeo-Christian Bible contains too many dire warnings to keep Gentiles from accessing occult knowledge, like the warnings against astrology and witchcraft. Yeshua, which is Jesus, means, may his name be blotted out. It is so obvious who they were referring to here. That worthless king of slaves, hanging off a cross, is a fictitious impostor. Another Jewish archetype designed to replace the original gods, namely our creator God, who is Satan, and erase his existence from our memory. May his name be blotted out. This is not only a huge slap in the face for Gentiles, but an abomination to our gods. The more I study, going deeper into the occult, it is glaringly apparent Satan is God. What is left of the original texts that were altered is nothing but Jewish literary trash, rabbinical bullshit writings, and other Jewish garbage. Modern occult teachings have been infested with Hebrew letters, Jewish angelic archetypes, and are based upon the Jewish version of everything. Blatant examples include the King James Version of the Bible. 2 Kings 18:27. But Rabshakeh said unto them, Hath my master sent me to thy master, and to thee to speak these words? Hath he not sent me to the men who sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung, which is shit, and drink their own piss with you? And that's in the damn Bible. And I'm going to tell you something. Nearly all Jews have a fixation and like a fetish with shit, piss, vomit, and stuff like that. I mean, they're like really into shit. You can see it in how they... I'm thinking 99 times out of 100. And you read this on the internet or something, some Jew, you know, some forum or something. You know it's a Jew by what they say. Talking about just total fetish with shit and piss and stuff like that. And some of these lies, this concentration camp stuff about that Auschwitz and stuff, I read a long time ago. Talking about these Jew bitches where they're washing themselves in their urine and stuff in these camps. I mean, it's like, and they all lie. And, I mean, that's why they had typhus in those camps, because of abject filth. And that's what killed most of them, why they're emaciated, because typhus causes watery diarrhea, and they just got emaciated. But it's their own filth. Okay, Job 27. Yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, Where is he? The story of Job was stolen from the story of Kerit. The original story of Job was written in the Ugaritic language, cuneiform script, composed circa 1400 BCE by Elimiku, the scribe. This epic involves Kerit and the god El, not Job and fictitious Jehovah. In the original tale, Satan never even entered into the picture. Other Gentile legends that compose the Job epic include the sufferer and the soul, the farmer in the courts, the sufferer and the friend. Writings concerning excrement, meaning shit, were not in the original text. More rabbinical filth includes Proverbs 26:11, As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Isaiah 19:14. The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work thereof, as a drunken man staggereth in his vomit. Isaiah 30:22. Ye shall defile also the covering of thy graven images of silver, and the ornament of thy molten images of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a menstruous cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, Get thee hence. Jeremiah 4:4. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire, and burn that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doings. Jeremiah 8:2. And they shall spread them before the sun, and the moon, and all the host of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered, nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. The above is just a tiny sample of the endless Jewish literary filth that fills the Bible, which was designed to deceive and enslave the Gentiles. This is what the teachings of our gods have been replaced with. This sick garbage has been indoctrinated into Gentile children and force-fed to the Gentile people throughout their entire lives. It is no wonder so many have such a negative view of spirituality. Few people are familiar with the Egyptian Kabbalah. The true Kabbalah is an instruction of four-dimensional meditation of which is very powerful, using specific chants, tones, vibrations, and applying these to different aspects of the soul. The original Kabbalah was based upon the runes, of which are based upon the constellations like the tarot. This is only a very brief summary, as the instructions are complex and require much study. What the Jews have done with this is, again, they took it out of circulation, keeping this knowledge in the hands of the top Jews for world control, why they have so much wealth and power, and used their tool of Christianity to murder the Gentiles who had this knowledge, such as the Druids. Pretty much all that is left in public circulation is remnants of sacred knowledge that have been desecrated, corrupted, and defiled, of which only very few twisted and distorted scraps remain, such as the Gematria, which is a corruption of and uses a distraction from the real texts, and that Jewish story about the Golem, of which is based upon the elements and their corrupted tree of life. Fictitious Yahweh and Jewish angelic archetypes are always held in esteem, while Gentile gods are relegated to the Klipoth of death, filth, and excrement.